Now it's time for the segment we call 300 Villages. Today we're visiting Cooper Landing, a tiny hamlet on the Sterling Highway famous for Kenai River fishing and raft trips.
I'm Kay Thomas from Cooper Landing. We're basically a roadside community, but most of the community is hidden from the road. The town is really a number of organizations to which almost everyone belongs. I think we have 10 nonprofits here in town. The library is a nonprofit. The museum is a nonprofit. There's a gun club. We have a chamber of commerce. We didn't get a highway through here until 1940-something. And it was in 1953 that my family bought property down here to build a summer cabin, and the road from Anchorage was dirt all the way. We have more guided fishing companies than I can even fathom for a town our size. Everyone is busy all summer long. In the wintertime, visiting is skiing, snowshoeing, when the lake freezes. If it freezes nice and smooth, then we have a lot of ice skating going on. We seem to be caught in a little micro-environment between Seward and Kenai. The oceans on either side, they can have 3 feet of snow, and we can have 3 inches. So we never know precisely what we're going to have for a winter. The activities for the people that are here are generally focused around whatever activities the seniors are doing. The library kicks off the winter with a fundraiser. We have a rotating collection that is kind of a lease collection that we keep for 2 years. So we're getting all of the current releases. John Grisham, Clive Cussler. We probably have 90% of the top bestsellers. I mean, our library has a lovely public access computer station, so we have people coming in constantly to access email and browse the web. And we now have video conferencing equipment, which is part of today's project, to get that set up so that our fire department can do some one-on-one training with the state fire marshal's office.
That was Kay Thomas in Cooper Landing. 300 Villages is AK's attempt to put every community in Alaska on the radio. Thanks for listening to AK this week. We had help from Alexandra Gutierrez in Unalaska, plus Ellen Lockyer and Dave Waldron in Anchorage. Tune in next week for a first-hand account from the famous Talkeetna Bachelor Auction and Ball. I'm Marsha Lynn.